Members of the New York LGBT community are responding to Russian anti-gay laws by boycotting Russian products. Several gay bars have stopped serving Russian vodka, and there are calls to boycott the 2014 Winter Olympics set to take place in Sochi in Russia. In his regular column for the Falls Church News Press, U.S. Olympic figure skater Johnny Weir implores gay athletes to go to the Olympics and dazzle the world. Weir's partner is of Russian descent. They married in New York in December 2011. Johnny Weir joins me now. Welcome to WNYC.
Thank you so much for having me.
The United States boycotted the Moscow Olympics in 1980 to protest the then Soviet Union's invasion of Afghanistan, and we know how effective that was. The war lasted another 9 years. Are you against a boycott because you think it won't be effective?
Well, there are several reasons I'm against the boycott. First is somewhat self-serving and selfish, is that I am an athlete. I've lived my entire life dedicating every single day and waking moment to going to the Olympics. And luckily for me that I've gone twice, but this would be my third Olympic Games. And also as a Russophile, growing up, studying Russian history, Russian culture, I speak the language, even in my home. My husband and I speak half English, half Russian. It just seemed like an amazing opportunity for me to finish my career at the Sochi Olympic Games. Given all of that, I don't think the Olympics, I've never thought of the Olympics as a political statement. They're a time for peace. They're a time for us to be dazzled by the world's athletes and their expertise from all over the world. It's a time when countries are supposed to lay down arms and respect a peacetime. And in those ways, I really think a boycott is in the wrong as far as the athletes are concerned. Now, as far as the Russian LGBT community and the worldwide LGBT community, I definitely believe that our presence at the Olympic Games in Sochi will be far more influential than our absence. I think people like myself or people that are performing at the Olympics who support the gay community need to be there in person to say, I support you, we're here for you, we're going to work with you to make the laws change. A boycott of the Olympics would be folly simply because we would basically be turning a blind eye. And while I think certainly boycotting Russian alcohol and Russian products seems to be a very easy way for people to do their part in the U.S., they aren't necessarily hurting the people that we want to hurt. We're not hurting the Duma of Russia. We're not hurting the president by, you know, not drinking Stalichnaya vodka. Mm. We're hurting the people that work in the factories. We're hurting the business. We're hurting, the revenue of the population at large. And with the LGBT community being a part of that population, I also think it's wrong to boycott Russian products.
What challenges do you think LGBT Olympians will face because the event is happening in a country that's hostile toward their lifestyle?
Well, honestly, there aren't a lot of out LGBT winter Olympians. I'm one. There is a very prominent speed skater from New Zealand named Blake Skellerkrupp. And I don't know of any other one simply because in sports it's not so common to have an out and proud gay athlete. But, I've just accepted my first invitation to return to Russia, one of many throughout my lifetime, to perform in St. Petersburg, really the birthplace of these anti-gay propaganda laws. And it'll be my first time to really see how the environment of Russia has changed. And while I have deep respect for the people of Russia and all of the population of Russia and against their government, I want to see firsthand how it will change. And as far as my part is considered, I have no problem being myself. I've never had a problem speaking out about things that I believe in. And, of course, when I go to Russia, I'm not going to be walking with a coat in the rainbow color flag. I'm going to be myself and be me. And as a well-known person in Russia, I hope that my presence there can shed some light on the situation. And should I be arrested, should my life be threatened, I'll know that I'll be there for a purpose. I know that I'll be there to help my community and my brothers and sisters.
Johnny Weir joining us today to talk about why the United States and its Olympic athletes should not boycott the 2014 Winter Games in Sochi, despite Russia's anti-gay policies. Johnny Weir, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Johnny Weir is the 2008 World Bronze Medalist, a two-time Grand Prix Final Bronze Medalist, the 2001 World Junior Champion, and a three-time U.S. National Champion in figure skating.